And so I gotta come back in with a plan and get another permit for a building or whatever.
Yes.
Subdivision too.
Right.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Can you go back to that picture, Scott?
Come before us.
Which one? That's the overview.
Go back one.
You said you.
Now, the trailer up at the left-hand corner of your blue line. Somebody lives in it.
Well, there was recently, but there isn't right now.
What about the one down here at the bottom?
They were all occupied last, or this year, earlier this year, but there's no one in right now.
They're all empty.
I've got them empty.
You own all the land there on that block, though?
Yeah.
And you're gonna use the driveway there for what would be the center trailer, I assume, is gonna be your main driveway, is that what your plan was? And it met the.
Two.
You've got two, I'm sorry. And you're going with the current road and bridge specs.
Right.
Hey, we wanna get to Division Two.
Exactly.
Division Two will make sure all that, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
I'll make a motion, we approve special use permit 2016-037. Decision record as is.
Somebody wanna second that?
Second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Ayes have it.
Thanks a lot.
Michael May. Now, this is the starting of the. Nightly rental, Branson Creek. What's your name again, ma'am?
Barbara Durham.
Baba, what?
Barbara.
Barbara.
Okay, case number 2016-038 at 130 Logano Lane Vacation Rental. This one, I believe, was one of the villas, so we have the. Sorry, I'm jumping around on here, but it's the three bedroom was the application. Within the staff report recommendations, we have it as it sleeps no more than 8 persons per night.
And it'll have the add-on that we're putting on the rest of them.
Correct? Right, which would be this section of the maximum occupancy statement.
And the contact.
And the contact information. Okay.
Can we see a picture of that, Scott?
Yes.
Please. Is that the only picture you got of it?
Got that one. Do you not like that picture?
Yeah, it's a nice picture of it. Bella.
Yeah, ain't much. Okay. Anybody got any questions?
Yeah, I've got a question. Does the three bedrooms include the loft?
Yes.
I'd like to see that reduced and not include the loft as a bedroom.
Randy, I think if I understand, they're wanting to add this language that the maximum occupancy for a nightly rental within the decision of record shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. Which, if the loft is not a bedroom on this unit, their maximum occupancy would be 6. Instead of specifying the exact occupancy.
So you want a group of 8 people, and then that would cure that?
That's what I understood him to.
I think that's what Randy was asking, to make it 6 until she brings it into compliance.
Because we would have the option too to work with the owners if they wanted to add a door, a closet,
absolutely,
and everything like that. So and each individual owner is going to be different on what they want to do.
Yes, ma'am. That way it just covers it.
I appreciate that.
True. Change that from 8 to.
Well, didn't paste, but it would be this statement right here that we'd put in there. Instead of a number, it'd be the maximum occupancy for this nightly rental, it'll be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. So if it's...
You could delete that last sentence.
Yeah, this is just the...
Yeah, that was right with the certain one.
Yeah. So we were going to insert it in instead of the actual number. The number's determined. Yeah, that's what I understood that we were going to do.
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
So the maximum occupancy of this particular one currently...
The way it sets right now would be six per definition.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions for Barbara? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve special use permit number 2016-0038. Decision of record as is with the change.
Somebody want to second it?
I'll second that.
Hmm?
Second
that. Everybody in favor? Aye.
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 Dave?
I didn't say aye.
No,
I'm you asking.
I'm
asking.
Nay.
Nay.
Okay, moving on to Valley View.
360 Black Rock Drive. This one is actually a home on Black Rock. To give you a view of the location of it. Within the staff recommendations. If you want to carry that through, then the eight persons per night would be taken out. And the actual definition of maximum occupancy would be entered.
Go back to the picture, would you, Scott?
How many bedrooms was this one, ma'am?
This one is a four. Yeah. Oh, no, a three bedroom, it says.
It's an actual home.
Yeah, it's three a three bedroom, bedroom home.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many properties do you take care of in there, ma'am?
In Branson Creek, 12. We're actually, 12. One of these has gone under contract, so we'll be down to 11 after it closes. But they're wanting to transfer.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
Now, when it, I'm maybe talking out of school, but this one that you're talking about right now that's going to sell or is under contract, they will have to come back individually.
They're not doing nightly rental. The buyers aren't doing nightly. So yeah, that's okay. Why we're going to be going down to 11.
Okay.
Anybody else? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve 2016-0039 as read.
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Patrick A. Bates.
Patricia.
Huh?
Patricia Bates.
Case number 1640.
Yeah, it is.
Don't add her phone.
189 Stony Point, and this one is also a home.
I forgot the LT, too.
Here's a little bit farther out view.
Have you got any picture, closer pictures of that?
There's the back, but then there's the front. And it came through as an application of a five-bedroom. So with the occupancy definition, it would sleep 12 people with a five-bedroom, I believe. And then this would come out, and the definition of occupancy would go in place of the 12 persons per night.
Right. Can we go back to the picture with the van sitting there? That's a two-car garage, and then...
Question, do we have enough parking here for this?
Well, that's not a lot of parking on that one.
six spaces.
I was going to say about six spaces is what it appears to me. What is it asking for?
Six.
There you go.
Two and four up.
Okay, anybody else got any questions? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve 2016-0040 as written.
I'll second it.
Brad seconds it. Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, move on to the next one. Be Steve and Sharon.
This is a 157 North Tuscany Drive, case number 1641. This is one of the villas. There's Branson Creek Boulevard. Gives you the location there. With the decision of record, if you take out the eight persons, then it would be the definition. Occupancy definition. You'll have to ask her about the loft because I haven't conversed with the applicants about lofts. But that definition will take care of that occupancy.
Anybody else got any questions?
Thank you. Been needing that.
What was the permit number on this one, Scott?
This one is permit number 41.
Thank you, Dan. Anybody got any questions? Somebody want to make a motion?
I make a motion we approve special use permit number 2016-0041 with decision of record that is written.
Right, want to second it?
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
This is case number 1642 at 209 Stony Point Drive, and it's a home. It was a five-bedroom home, so we'd have 12 people, and six parking spaces. I don't know if you want to zoom into that one. It's also six parking spaces. Anybody else got any questions? Somebody want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve 2016-0042 as written.
Somebody want a second?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
It's case number 1643. It is at 112 North Tuscany Drive. It's one of the villas. There's the main Fieldstone Road that comes in. The decision of record occupancy would be entered into the eight persons per night. Here's a little bit out view.